بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a ashar entitled May Salamat Rahu Tu Salamat Rahe. May Salamat Rahu Tu Salamat Rahe. میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے سامنے سے خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے سامنے سے خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فیدا اور دل میں بھی اس کے نہ حسرت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فیدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This poem which have got lot of lessons for us. May سلامت رہو تم سلام سلامت رہے. May I be also stay in peace and you also stay in peace. May Allah grant us, which is the summary of the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. There is a dua which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Must I not give you a gift, a special gift? And that was this dua. And this is a very great dua to ask for, that things go peacefully, things go without problems, difficulties. Our day passes like that, our night passes like that. Wherever we are, in our shops, in our homes, everything passes with salamati. This is a very great thing. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, what a great buzurg, what a great wali of Allah. But he says, if I don't have this salamati, then my ibadat is affected immediately. That a person now, if he's got a problem, health problem, financial problem, who is that who is so strong that puts it one side and still his ibadat carries on? So the salamati is a very great thing. And we cover ibadat properly or we don't make it at all. So there is a very great dua that everything, me and you, our whole family, all our acquaintances, everyone lives with salamati. May salamat rahu tu salamat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And also particularly my world of my love of Allah, that must remain salamat. That must remain in going well going, well being, afiyat, good sailing, my love of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise anything comes in between. A person gets affected, he saw somebody and now he's affected with that. Now his love of Allah Ta'ala is also now becoming shaky. Or the desire for some name, fame, some position, anything of this dunya, now you start getting shaky. So, and we have to make dua. That is a true banda, which is mentioned in this poem, quite stressed quite a bit, that a true banda slave always is humble. Never he has that nothing can affect me. I don't have to worry. Me, I'm very strong. And I got Allah's love, I don't have to worry anything. We are so weak, the smallest things make us slip. Samne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Oh Allah, let me have in front of me such fear of Allah Ta'ala. Such fear of the day of qiyamah. Sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. So that I can be safeguarded from all types of sin. Whenever many of us, the time comes when temptation of guna overtakes us. At that time, one of the easiest muraqabas to make, to meditate, to save ourselves from sin, think of the day of Qiyamah. What will be, I will be exposed in front of everyone. What will be my condition on that day? Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. And oh Allah, let me have a dislike from the whole of dunya. Let not dunya tempt me. Let me not think dunya is something great. But here also we have to understand which dunya is being meant. Dunya by dunya, here is meant all those things which make us unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, of deen, of akhirat, etc. Otherwise, dunya, that is also we'll call dunya, but which helps us on deen. That is not this dunya which is being spoken yet. Yet that dunya is referred to, which makes us unmindful of Allah. Whether it's your car, whether it's your house, your business, you get so involved in it that you forget your akhirah. You forget your namazes, you forget your tilawat. That is what is called dunya. And that same car, it doesn't make you unmindful of Allah. You don't become arrogant and boastful. You got the best car. But you use it to go for namaz. Use it for deen. That is not dunya. That is deen. Your shop, 8 hours in your shop. But it doesn't make you unmindful of Allah. You're doing your business according to Shariat properly. Namaz times, you are making your namaz properly. And you are using that money to maintain yourself, your family, to give in the path of Allah. That is not dunya. That is actual deen. So we have to understand, yeah, but deen, all that makes us unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Have the dislike for all those things that take us away from Allah. Whether it's sports, whether it's any other type of entertainment, whatever it is, what makes us unmindful of Allah, oh Allah, put the dislike of that in my heart. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Oh Allah, let me have in my heart your love, the enjoyment of taking your name. And the more a person becomes disinclined to dunya, the more Allah's love comes into a person. The more a person gauge how much am I inclined to dunya, how much I'm disinclined to dunya, then know that genuinely you are so much inclined to Allah Ta'ala. So all the things of this dunya, and that also, that dunya which makes you unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. So how much a person is disinclined to that, so much he is inclined to Allah Ta'ala. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. And when that happens, then a person will find enjoyment of the name of Allah in his heart. Now he'll find enjoyment in salah. He won't just be rushing last minute for namaz and coming out first minute. Tilawat he will enjoy, zikr he will enjoy. How much he has got the love of Allah, so much he will enjoy all his ibadat. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, O Allah, in my heart let me let there always be the pain of your love. And Hazrat explains this, the pain of love. Like for example, if a thorn pricks you, and now you want to pull it out, and as you're pulling it out, it breaks. Half the thorn is now inside the body. And now it is disturbing you all the time. You haven't got a tweezer or anything to pull it out. It's troubling you all the time. Like that, the love of Allah, the thorn of the love of Allah, that when it is in your heart, and now it has been broken in the heart. So much a person, whatever a person, the thorn is in your hand, you don't walk on your hands or anything, but all the time it's troubling. If it's on your legs, you can't walk also. Or if you got it on your legs, you can lift your legs up, you are sitting, but it's troubling you. So the thorn of the love of Allah, when that be, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe, and let my world of your love, let that remain in peace, welfare, goodness, that all the time I'm just engaged in your love. I don't have to face a court case now. Preparation of the court case, going to see lawyers. Even if you didn't do anything, somebody brought a charge against you, you have to defend yourself. Now your tahajjud, you'll be making tahajjud, but now you're making dua for your court case. That connection with Allah is effective now. Or there is a fight with the neighbor now. Somebody in the community you got a fight with. Now that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, it's not going salamat. So, O Allah, save me from all these things, so that my love of yours, that goes salamat all the time. Aashiqo me mera naam likh jayega. My name will be written in the list of the lovers of Allah. When will this happen? When will a person's name be written in the list of the lovers of Allah? Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. When a person has got nadamat, he's sorrowful about his good actions. That is, not the good, bad actions are bad, that is for granted. But even your good, no pride comes. I made solo, but what's the quality of my namaz? I made zikr, I gave my zakat, but what's the quality? I don't know if it will be when this condition remains, there is a very great quality that a person always fears whether his amal are accepted. And when a person becomes arrogant and proud, I did this, I do this, that person is on very great, slippery and dangerous ground. But as long as a person has got fear, that person is close to Allah Ta'ala. And that person's name comes in the list of the ashiks, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, as long as a person making namaz feels that my namaz, I didn't make it right, my namaz is very weak, those are very great namazes he's making. The day he feels, today I made a proper namaz, that is his worst quality of namaz. So when a person has a banda is a banda, we are limited. Where can we ever fulfill the rights of the unlimited? So no matter how, we have to try all the time, try our best. And the more we try, the more also we have to realize I can't fulfill Allah's right. Nothing of Allah Ta'ala have done properly. Such a person becomes a true ashik, lover of Allah, and the mashuk, Allah loves such a person also. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida, O Allah. And there is a very great thing which Allah Hazrat has written here, that on every desire of yours, not your command only, desire of Allah, that means even mustahab, even nafil, I sacrifice all my desires. To reach that stage, Allahu Akbar. Not only what Allah has made for us, but even what is mustahab, what is nafil. On that also, I cut my desires and I give your desires. On this year, one very beautiful email a young boy wrote, and he says this thought came, and he's asking if this thought is right, and what a good thought. Which exactly explains this poem of Hazrat, that whenever the desire of guna comes, and you slaughter that desire, now you broke your own desire, you slaughtered it, and that red blood that flows now from slaughtering your desire, that will become your red carpet on the day of Qiyamah. a young boy, mashallah, about 17, 18 year old boy. He, mashallah, just see, when a person, Allah opens the heart, what things Allah Ta'ala brings. That whenever a desire comes into me of haram, I slaughter that desire. And that red blood of the desire will become my red carpet for on the day of Qiyamah. One other beautiful email also that came, and that can help for us, inshallah. A Quran teacher, a lady, she encouraged her students all the time. Sometimes we get lazy, sometimes you don't want to do your things and your ibadat, etc. So this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, and I hurried towards you, to our Allah, so that you can become happy. And I go and make my namaz. She said, 2 o'clock in the morning I get up. And that time, now sometimes I feel, let me turn around and sleep again. Let me put my watch on snooze, let take another snooze again. But then I just, this ayat flashes in my mind. Let me hurry to Allah to make Allah happy. So she says that her habit of her husband was that when he would return from work, he would phone her that I'm now on my way back, prepare the food, hot food I would like, eat, and then I would like to rest. So one day he phoned and he told her, make, I think the name is marshi or something like that. That means boiled rice in grape leaves. It's a delicacy and it takes a long time to prepare. So she started preparing and it's time consuming. She had 3 left to do, 5 minutes more work, and azan started. Immediately she gave it up, she went and make her namaz. He was phoning her, that is it ready, what's, but no response, the phone, she was in namaz. He came home, now he was a bit upset, it's not ready. He said, so little left, 5 minutes, you could have completed that, then make your namaz, the food should be ready, hot food, I could eat, and then you could make your namaz. And his stick is speaking, but she's not moving, she's in a namaz, in a sajda. When he went more closer and checked up, she had passed away, in sajda. It was men there, otherwise she would have been making that food, and there she would have died, which was also an ibadat, preparing for her husband, but in sajda. So this is a very great ayat. Whenever we feel a bit lazy for our ibadat, but this in time, just think, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, oh Allah, I hurried towards you so that you can become pleased. Inshallah, what more, inshallah, Allah will grant such a person also. So yeah, teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. Oh Allah, let me sacrifice every desire of mine on your desire, what you would like from me. Or dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. Hazrat stresses a lot on this also. And let there be no sorrow in the heart also. One lady wrote, she says, I wish that I was like the modern ladies, an alima. But she says that if I was also going to work, living that type of life, and also if I had an affair with my husband before we got married, all that Western filthy, dirty type of life. The example that came to mind, a person is sitting in a beautiful garden, and somebody is burning in the fire somewhere, and you wish I was burning in that fire. How stupid it is. Allah gave you a pure, clean life, and you wish I must be burning in the fire. You are sitting in the air con, and you are quite comfortable, and somebody is suffering in the heat, somebody is suffering in the cold, and you wish I was suffering like that person. So what Allah has given us, we should be, Allah has chosen us, and this reality of Iman and Islam, what a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, that a person must not even have the sorrow of the gunas. Even your past gunas, Hadrat says, don't think of them and bring enjoyment. Hate those gunas you committed. And also, other people who are in guna, that you have given up guna, don't be sorrow. Make shukr, Allah saved you from guna. Don't have the sorrow in you that I can't have this dirty, filthy life. That is a life that's going to Jahannam. Clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif, حُجِبَتِ الدَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ, that Jahannam, Allah has covered it with our desires. It's a parda. The minute you break that parda, you go through it, you go into Jahannam. So our desires, you fulfill your desires, you are falling into Jahannam. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِحِ, and Jannat has been covered with things which the nafs does not like. Salat, getting up for Fajr, getting up for tahajjud, making taraweeh in Ramzan, keeping roza. The nafs does not like that. When you do that, you broke that parda. And inside there is jannat. Now you are gone to jannat. By breaking your desires, you are entering into jannat. And as some buzurg said, jannat is only two steps away. One step on your desires, and your next step you are in jannat. Whatever our desires, break, trample our desires, destroy them, and you are in jannat. Mir basdi that remain in peace, in salamity. So there is a very great thing, a dua which is in this poem. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with its reality, inshallah. یہ ربیع الاول ربیع الاخر میں سنیں گے نعت شریف جتنے ہیں بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم In this kitab, the great value and benefits of sunnats, daimi qabz se bachao. Many people are suffering from this, especially in the, what we call the first world countries, industrialized countries, continuously constipation. And even, one doctor explained that even if your stomach does work, you have a workout, your bowel movements are regular, every day. But in the industrialized countries it is, that what is coming out is 1 week ago's collection. Not just the days what has been collected. And the reason for that is constipation. Many people, and from constipation, many other diseases also come. Lot of other problems in health come with constipation. And a good doctor, a good hakim, among the first things that he will ask you when he speaks to you, whether you have proper bowel movements. From that he will gauge what your health is. If you have proper regular bowel movements, then you are a healthy person. And softer bowel movements, not very difficult, hard, all that constipation, that shows that your health is not good. So he explains on that, chhan aur mote aate ki kami ki wajah se, is waqt har shakhs maide ka mareez hai. Because we haven't got this husk and fiber in our diet, and because we are not eating roughage, we are not eating the brown flour like nutty weed and all that, we are eating refined everything. Bread, refined flour you make roti, that also. And refined flour bread, and now super white bread people want. This is, and all this takeaway food, the buns, the rolls, all that white is very, very unhealthy. This causes a lot of constipation. Because of that, he says, almost every person today is ill, is got a stomach illness. Gas, tabkhir, daimi qabz, ijabat ka ghair tasalli bakhsh ana. Whether it is gas problem a person has got, whether it is the tabkhir is also gas, build up of gas all the time, and that which causes then chest burns all the time, and then constipation, and that you don't have proper bowel movements. Ye tamam amraz, all these illnesses, dar asal hamari ghiza se paida hoti hai. The cause of it is the type of food that we are eating. Unki bunyadi wajah aata hai. The basic thing of all this is the refined flour that we are having. This white, and as also we explained, to make it super white, they add bleach to it. Though in a very small quantity. Also, some of us might remember, it's not very long ago, that sell watermelon, beautiful red color. And we are so happy with this watermelon. And then the sweetness also, it is injected. It's not its natural sweetness that it has got. So anyway, this flour, to make it super white, they add bleach also. And as I explained, flour, it's a super white flour, refined, extra refined flour, that is unhealthy. And when it's in the form of bread, rolls, etc., even more it is unhealthy. کیونکہ موٹا آتا اور چھان آنتوں کی حرکت کو جسمانی ضرورت کے مطابق بڑھا دیتا ہے. There's a rough flour, brown flour which we call, and the actual brown flour, and there's a husk and what is the other? Bran. Yeah, these things, they jismani zarurat ki mutabik, but they make your bowels move how much it is necessary. That is the thing that makes it, that the bowel movements are correct. جس سے آنتوں کی خشکی اور ان کی حرکات کی کمی ختم ہو کر دائمی قبض ختم ہو جاتی ہے. Because of this, آنتوں کی خشکی, the dryness in our intestines, اور ان کی حرکات and the movements of the intestines, which was less, this gets finished. Now your intestines move properly, and the dryness also goes away, whatever is required in order to digest the food properly, and this continual قبض, the constipation, that goes away. And constipation, continual constipation, in our first world countries, industrialized countries, the food that we eat, every person practically is suffering from it. دائمی دمہ کی مریضوں کو جب چھان والی روٹی دی گئی, people who had continual asthma problems, and they were given this flour, this refuge in the flour, rough flour, brown flour, تو حیرت انگیز طریقے سے صحت کے طرف مائل ہوئی. Then in a very astonishing way, روشندہ چائے اور قہوہ کے مانند پیا جاوے تو یہ کھانسی, دائمی نزلہ, زکام, دمہ اور معدے کی تبخیر اور گیس کے لیے بہت مفید اور آزمودہ ہے. If this husks and this husk and bran, if a person boils it and makes like tea, how we boil tea. Joshanda is a type of for colds, etc. You get it ready packed also now. You put it in boiling water. But the actual original was you boiled it in water. The rough, the herbs, the actual herbs, etc., that they used to give. Now they pack it in a little small package and you get it all ready. You just put it in boiling water. But this husk and bran, if you boil it in water and you drink it like tea or coffee, then this will be very beneficial for coughs, for continuous nazla, colds which a person has, zukam, which are colds, dama, asthma, and gases of the stomach. For all this, this will be very beneficial, and he says it has been, it's a proven remedy. So these are things which was all the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should try and bring that that into our lives, inshallah. A cheni ko dafa karne ke liye, parishani, for every parishani, a person, his disturbance, his mind is not at ease, his unrestful, or be cheni, a person is upset, he's not at ease at all. To remove that, one great dua that has been taught to us. Also Hazrat explained that in the word parishani, which means to be parishan, to be upset, to be restless, to be agitated, all that, in there is the word pari. Pari is a fairy. So Hazrat says, when you look at the fairies on the road, in that pari is parishani. The shan of that pari is to make you parishan. You become now restless. So why you look at them and now you becoming agitated, you becoming restless, your thoughts are now going this way, that way, just don't look. Don't let it register in your mind and you will be saved. Anyway, for various reasons, all these problems come into a person's life. Sometimes just one phone call and it upsets you and your whole day is spoiled, or perhaps your whole week gets spoiled also. You meet somebody and what he tells you, or just the thought comes to you. What thoughts come? That what can happen? This can happen in my life. That can happen in my life. These thoughts come to every person. So we have been taught a dua for this also. How to save ourselves from these problems. An Anas radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that it was the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا كَرَبَهُ أَمْرٌ, whenever any matter would agitate him, upset him, get him like worried, etc., يقول, immediately he would say, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. This is the dua. Whenever we, whenever any thought, any like worry comes, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Read this dua. The rawi, the narrator, his condition. His hadith ki rawi, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is narrated by Hazrat Anas. Ye Anas ibn Malik hai. His full name is Anas ibn Malik. 10 saal ki umar mein Islam laye. At the age of 10, he accepted Islam. Unki walida ka naam Umm Sulaym hai. His mother's name is Umm Sulaym. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki khilafat ke zamane mein taalim fiqh ke liye Basra muntaqil ho gaye. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and lived in Basra, which is in Iraq today, and there in order to acquire fiqh, knowledge of deen. Aur wahi intiqal farmaya, and he passed away there also. Ye Basra ke akhiri sahabi hai. He was the last Sahaba to live in Basra. When he passed away, Basra was empty of Sahaba. There were no Sahaba left after that. Tarjumah Hadith. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu riwayat karte hai ki Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko jab koi karb, yani becheni aur parishani hoti thi, to aap ya hayyo, ya qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith parha karte thi. Whenever any difficulty, hardship, worry, anxiety would overcome Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would read this. Like for example, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, the battle of the trench, how many on such occasions? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read this dua. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Yani, ay zindai haqiqi. Ya Hayyu, O you who is the real living being. Our living is dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Allah's living is forever. Allah was never non-existent, and Allah will never die. So that is Hay. And also Hay is He who keeps others alive also. Ya Qayyum. That is the other word here, and that also, Ya Qayyum, yani e zinda haqiqi, e sambalne wale. Ya Qayyum, who is the one who keeps the whole world in order. Every matter, people are fast asleep, Allah is looking after the whole world. What you're going to eat after 40 days is prepared for you and sent for you there. All your debt is Qayyum, who keeps everything in order. Aap hi ke rahmat se faryad karta hoon. I seek your help only by your mercy. This difficulty I'm experiencing, what I'm going through, I seek your help, O Allah. Halle logat wa tashreeh. The word Ya Hayyu, more detail Hazrat has explained it. Ay azalan abadan wa hayatu kulli shay'in bihi mu'abbadan. That Allah Ta'ala is azalan, since ever. Abadan, forever. Wa hayatu kulli shay'in. And the life of each and everything, whether it's a blade of grass, whether it's a fish, whether it's an elephant, whether it's the human, the life of everything, bihi mu'abbadan, is all connected with Allah. As long as Allah wants it to live, it will live. How Allah wants it to live, it will live. That is that Allah. So to build connection with such a being, azalan abadan wa hayatu kulli shay'in bihi mu'abbadan, that is ya hayyu, the meaning of ya hayyu. Hamisha se hai, hamisha rahega. Aur har shay ki hayat, hatta ala hi ke is sifat hayat se qaim hai. He that is since ever, that will be forever, and everything's life is connected with Allah Ta'ala. As long as Allah wants the world to live, it will be living. And Allah wants the world to end, it will end. Everything is with Allah Ta'ala. And the meaning of Ya Qayyum, ay qa'imun bi dhatihi, that He who is by Himself, He is, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need any support to live. He is by Himself. Wa yaqumu ghayrahu bi qudratihi, and everyone else is living, is supported only by the Qudrat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala needs nobody's support, He needs no support. He is qa'imun bi dhatihi. He is that being that is living by Himself. وَيَقُومُ غَيْرَهُ بِقُدْرَتِهِ, and everyone else is supported, is living by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Yani hatta Allah apni zaat se qaim hai, by himself Allah Ta'ala is living, he is in existence. Aur tamam kainat ko apni qudrat kamila se qaim rakhte hai, and the entire universe Allah Ta'ala apni qudrat, by his full and complete power, he is keeping the whole world alive and keeping it going. So Allah Ta'ala is that being, so we should seek the help of such a being. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghir. Especially whenever any difficulty, any hardship comes, a person should read this. Also Hazrat has taught, a person who reads this regularly, mort will come on Iman. So we should make this our wird, part of our wazifa, to read it at least 3 times. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. And together with that, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. So ka Silva ka YHL 959 GP, the lights are on, wherever sky it is. It's a silver car, and YHL 959 GP. In this kitab ya of Hazrat, the rights of wives, we read last week why a woman is called a woman, etc., and how Allah created Hawa alayhi salam. Yeah, tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, some tafsir of from the kitab Ruh al-Ma'ani. Hatta Allah irshad firmati hai, Allah has written in the Quran Sharif, Allah has mentioned, khuliqal insanu dha'ifa, man has been created weak. Now with regard to that, the tafsir of this tarjuma, the translation is, insan dha'if paida kiya gaya, man has been created weak. And in every way man is weak. But here the tafsir which Allama Alusi has given, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi tafsir farmate hai, kul. But she swipes a man off his feet, a man who's got full brains. That he's so weak, that a half-baked woman, half-brain woman, she sweeps a full-brain man off his feet. That is the tafsir, that man has been created weak. La yasbiru anhunna, that you can't do without them. Without women, you complain all the time of them, but you can't do without, you are so weak that you can't do without them. Qalahu ta'us. Yani orto ke bare mein insan kamzor hai. Man is weak with regard to the matters of women. Ke unke muamalat mein sabr nahi kar pata. That he cannot make sabr also in their matters. Whatever they do, he's always finding fault. Shouting on this, finding fault on this. He can't make sabr. And also he can't stay without them. All the time finding fault. How many women say, then give me talaq? But you can't give talaq also. You leave me alone, send me to my mother's house. You can't do that also. You can't make sabr on her habits, etc. And you can't do without her also. Hadith, wafil khabar, la khayra fin nisa. In the hadith it comes that they, all goodness is not in woman. You will find weakness in them. Every woman will have some weakness. وَلَا يَصْبِرُ عَنْهُنَّ. And at the same time, you can't stay without them. You want a perfect woman. When you look for a wife, you look so much for a perfect woman. Who you found and you thought, this is the right woman, then you find she also has got weakness in her. And you can't do without them also. يَغْلِبْنَ كَرِيمًا وَيَغْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ. And this is in the hadith, that يَغْلِبْنَ كَرِيمًا. Woman overpower that person who is soft-natured, who is kind. They, so to say, what we'll say, they wear the pants, they wear the trousers. They boss over the man. That man who is soft-natured, who is kind. By nature it will happen that the woman rules over him. وَيَغْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ. And a person who is hard-hearted, who is hard, who rules by the iron fist, he will overrule woman. So this is what is the fact, that soft-natured man, woman will rule over them. And hard men who are ruled by the iron fist, who've got hard hearts, and who are very strict and stern, they will rule over woman. فأحب أن يكون أن أكون كريما مغلوبا. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I love that I must be Kareem, a kind, tolerant person, passionate person, even if I'm overpowered. All say that the woman is wearing the trousers, you got petticoat government in your house. I don't mind, let them say that, but my akhlaq is good. I don't want to spoil my akhlaq. وَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَئِيمًا غَالِبًا. And I don't want to be that people say that he's a hard-hearted person. He rules by the iron fist. He's very hard on his family. And I rule them, but I don't want that. I rather be that the wife rules over me, but that I remain soft and kind. My akhlaq must remain in order. So there is a great lesson for the ummah. Any person who says he loves his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will want that also. Doesn't matter if the wife is ruling over me, but that I'm my akhlaq, that I'm not a hard-hearted person. And that I'm not, I don't force her, I don't rule over her. And all the other details are coming with regard to that. Which question comes in everyone's mind, that if we are going to be so soft-hearted, we are going to be so humble, and they will take us for a ride, and what and what, how they'll rule over us, the answer of that is coming in front. Riwayat hai ke nahi hai khair, khair aurto mein alal itlaq. The riwayat that la khaira fin nisa, that generally and completely there isn't goodness in woman, completely, fully, etc. Yani kuch na kuch unmein aisi baatein hoti hai jin par mujahada aur sabr karna padta hai. Whoever the woman is, the man will have to make sabr. There are many points that you'll have to tolerate, overlook, you'll have to do that. Or na unse sabr kiya ja sakta, and you can't stay without them also. So you in a catch-22 situation. You got problem with her, but you can't stay without her also. And don't think that if you get another wife, it is worse it will be. Who you got at the moment, you just tolerate this, and you try and sort yourself out. Don't think that you there are greener pastures on the other side of the fence, it's worse on the other side. Whatever you have got, you just try and do the best of it. Yani unke bagher chara bhi nahi, you can't do without them also. Ghalib ho jati ye aurte kareem mardon par. And this woman, they overpower that person who is soft-natured, who is kind, who doesn't shout, who doesn't swear, who doesn't become violent, the woman overpower. Yani sharif aur achhe akhlaq wale mardon par. Men who are sharif, who got good akhlaq, people with good character, etc. Aur ghalib ho jata hai un par maghloobul ghadab, bad akhlaq aur kameena. And those men overpower the woman, those people who are maghloobul ghadab, who are overpowered by anger. They are ruled by anger. Then they rule the woman also with that anger. Who bad akhlaq, people who got bad character. Kameena, a base person, a wretched person. Such a person rules over the woman. And the woman rule over a person who has got good character, who has got good akhlaq. Bas main mehboob rakhta hoon ke main kareem rahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my desire and my love is that I must be kareem. I must be compassionate. I must be kind. Or agarche maghloob rahu, even if I'm overpowered. But this is hardly possible. Men don't want to be overpowered. I'm the man and I must be overpowered. I must be ruled in my own territory. In the lion's den, the lion must be overruled. I will never allow this in my life. Such a person is a kameena, is a base person, is a wretched person. A person who allows the woman to overrule, that person is a kareem, he's got good akhlaq. Or nahi mehboob rakhta is baat ko, and I don't love this thing ke apne akhlaq ko kharab karke, that my akhlaq be spoiled. That the people who get the highest stages in Jannah, people who got good akhlaq. Innama bu'ithtu liyutimma makarim al-akhlaq. I've been sent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to complete and perfect good akhlaq. That is what we should have. Karke un par ghalib ho jao aur la'im ho jao. That I overrule them and I'm la'im. I'm a base, I'm a wretched person. This I don't like. Aurat mithal teri pasli hai. Women are like the bent rub in the body. Everyone likes things which are straight, but they are from the bend, the crooked rub. بخاري شريف کے حدیث ان بخاری شریف عن ابی ہریرۃ رضی اللہ عنہ ان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قال المرأة كالضلع ان اقمتها كسرتها وان استمتعت بها استمتع بها وفيها عوج. Woman is like كضلع, like this rub which is crooked. In if you want to straighten it, you will break it. It's bent so much and it's so hard, you can't straighten it. If you try and straighten it, you'll break it. That will be talaq, divorce. And if you want to benefit from it, you'll benefit from it in this condition that it is bent. Let it be bent, but you take your benefit just so much in that. Like for example, Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. The camel driver who's taking his camels in the desert, now they reach the oasis where they're going to drink water. So when they reach there, the man in charge there, he's got a machine, primitive type of machine, a big wheel. And there are tins which are fastened on that wheel. It goes down where the well is and scoops the water. And then there is a dam and he throws it into the dam. So he fills the dam, the camels can drink, and the camel drinks a lot of water. So the camel driver tells that person who's in charge of the well that stop your machine because the tins are making big noise. And a camel cannot drink water when there is such a noise. They want it to be quiet. So he replies and he says that if I stop my machine, there won't be any water. Your camels will have to drink in this noise. So just like that, your wife, the woman folk, they are born, they've got this crook. If you want to straighten them, you won't get any benefit. You'll benefit only with the crookedness. So you tolerate, you accept it, you overlook things. And a person who can do that, he lives peacefully. And if you don't worry what the world will say, there's petticoat government, that this person, oh, don't talk about him, his wife rules him. And he's got petticoat government in his, the Minister of Home Affairs, they're very powerful there. And he can't do anything himself. Don't worry about, you will live in peace. And if you want to be forceful and powerful and controlled, you will cause lot of problems. Yourself also, you will be just like as it is said, a person who learns to tolerate, forgive, he will be the better person. But a person who holds on to all these things, he himself will be a better person all the time. You will be bitter in yourself, you won't get enjoyment of anything, even when you are alone, even when you are having the best food, but you are a better person. And a person who might not have the best bed, the best bedroom, the best food, but he's got these qualities, he will be always a happy person. The bent rub. Agar us teri pasli se nafa uthate ho, if you want to take benefit from that crooked rub, to usse usi halat mein nafa utha lo. Then as it is crooked, just benefit in that way, from in the condition that it is crooked. Aur agar usko seedha karoge, if you want to make it straight, toot jaoegi. It will break. And how many houses have been broken? That the man who wants everything perfect is ruling like that, and then now he destroys his life. How many people? One person we just met now, he divorced his wife, married again, and then he says, I see second marriages don't work out. He asked advice, I said, go back to my first wife. She's your wife, you got children from her, make up your home, live nicely with her. What you thinking about other people, and don't have this hard nature. If you learn to tolerate, you will make a success. فائدہ مطلب یہ ہے کہ عورتوں کے وہ اخلاقی کجی جو ہمارے حقوق سے تعلق رکھتی ہے, یہ now حضرت explains جزاهم اللہ خیر, that this that you have to tolerate the woman, that you have to tolerate them, it is عورتوں کے وہ اخلاقی کجی which in their character they've got little bit the bentness, the crookedness جو ہمارے حقوق سے تعلق رکھتی ہے which are with regard to our rights, our personal rights. Like you ask her for something, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, one weakness generally in woman is, you ask her to do something, she'll do it. But she'll delay, dally and do it. She's not going to just do it, jump and do it for you straight away. So something like that. Whatever else, your personal rights with regard to that, usme in there have sabar, hilam, karam or afwa. Sabar, tolerance, kindness, forgiveness se kaam le. With regard to those rights which are regard to, with regard to yourself. اور نرم نرمی سے سمجھا بھی سکتے ہیں. And in a nice way explain to her also. It doesn't mean you just have to carry on like that. When you can, when she's in a right mood, in a nice way, try and make her understand. Do it this way, whatever. And this is all those rights which are connected with you, with your person, your dunya's life. البتہ دین کی مخالفت پر, however, in the matters of deen, there if she is disobedient, نرمی نہ بھرتی جائیں گی. There you won't be soft. Though ulama in our time have said, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, even if your wife is not remaking namaz, she's not making parda, then also, especially in these times, still be kind and soft and keep on advising her, make dua, etc. Hardness doesn't solve any problem. And beef to rule with the iron fist, it doesn't solve any problem, even in those matters. وقتی معاملات اور امور دین کے اندر کس قدر سختی ہو, with regard to these matters which arise, and matters of deen, how much must you be hard? مقامی اہل علم اور فہم دین رکھنے والے بزرگوں سے مشورہ کر لیا جاوے. Ask the people in your locality, ulama and those people who have got understanding of deen, that my wife, she's not making namaz, what must I do? How must I handle this matter? My wife is not making parda, she's watching TV, she likes to go to the malls, walks around in the malls, she's on the phone whole day, backbiting all the time, all these things here. Ask the local ulama, endorse it. You have your sheikh, ask him that my matter, how should I handle my matter? How, because it's why your own personal, there you try and forgive. 100% you overlook. And you try and explain to her when you can. But when it comes to the matters of deen, now it's not your matter. Now it is Allah's matter. But also, especially in these days, hardness doesn't work there also. There also, with kindness and be at it and find out how must I handle my situation. And everyone's situation, condition will be different. Find out. And this is not only with regard to the woman. How many men are like that who don't make namaz, who are not keeping beards, they don't wear sunnah dressing. The woman got a problem with the man. So they also, how far must the woman handle that? They also should ask reliable ulama, ask their mashayikh, etc., that how to handle my case here in my house. That my husband doesn't make namaz, or he is watching TV, sports all the time. He doesn't come home, he's outside all the time. He just comes like a hotel, he has made the house. He just comes and eat and sleep, that's all at home. Otherwise, no time for the children, no time for the family. So all this, find out according to where you're living, how your conditions are there, according to that. If it is, for example, a matter of a village in India, there it will be a different situation. If it's a city like New York or London, there it will be a different situation. The environment, the people around, etc., all that will have influence. So a good, reliable alim who has got deen at heart and who understands how to handle the situation, ask such an alim what you should do. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Zikr kara. Pura zikr.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني اذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، لا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر پھر دے زباں اے میرے الہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار ہو نہ مسیحا، تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے الہ۔ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ کونو مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جنو انسو حور و مال کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، لا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ نعرہ مستان خوش می آیدم، تا ابد جانا چنی می بایدم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 حمدن نبو کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن بس دعا مانگتا ہوں، اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش میں روزے جزا مانگتا ہوں، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں، اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے، تجھے غم ہے کیا، اللہ 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 نست نام شیر شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ اللہ اللہ
الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, on Yom Jumu'ah we'll be having our monthly program in Homestead Park. Inshallah, this month Jumu'ah Salah also Hazrat will be performing in Homestead Park. In the afternoon there will be a ladies program, and in the night after Maghrib Salah will be the monthly program in Homestead Park. And then Inshallah on later to Sabt, on Yom Sabt, on Saturday Hazrat will be in this month we won't be having the program here in Azadwar, but Hazrat will be in Jeffistown in Madrasa Ziaul Badr, Munana Kari Musa Siddharth Madrasa. There will be a jalsa there. So inshallah from after Asr Salah till Isha Salah, from after Asr till Isha Salah will be the program. So I'm a request for all the brothers to participate. And then inshallah on Yomul Ahad, on Sunday, from our monthly majlis will be taking place. And inshallah at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, Yomul Ahad, we'll be having our mashwara for the Islahi jalsa, inshallah on the 6th, 7th in Azadwar. So for preparation for this, and last year we used to have our mashwaras every month, so inshallah how can we get some system and some fikr can be made about this year. So inshallah we humbly request all the brothers that at 10 o'clock on Yomul Ahad, Sunday morning, they should avail themselves for this mashwara, and the after the majlis will take place.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي ومولاها، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا، وقت عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقررت عيون على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر عيوننا من عبادتك. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا لساننا من الرياء ولسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خوين العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد.